Married at First Sight. Chapter 4171. Sage added, "We can't keep giving them money, can we?" Marco replied, "There's no rush. We'll deal with it later. If they dare to blackmail us, we'll send them straight to hell. The problem is, they have families. If we kill them to keep them quiet, we'd have to get rid of their families too, otherwise, someone might go to the police. It's safer to stage an accident, otherwise, we'll be the first suspects." Noel and Sage agreed with Marco. If they wanted to eliminate Shiloh's brothers and their families, there could be no loose ends. Catherine cursed in her heart. They're ruthless. Shiloh's two brothers thought they could squeeze money out of Marco and live comfortably. They had no idea they were walking straight into disaster for themselves and their families. What the Jansen brothers didn't realize was that Shiloh's biological brother had just been coerced into making that statement. They hadn't left yet. They couldn't. The police had them under control. The cops had instructed them to say those words, ensuring they wouldn't tip off the criminals too soon. Meanwhile, Pedro, whom Marco claimed was away on a business trip and wouldn't return for half a month, came storming in, leading a group of officers. Pedro had called the police long ago. Now, he was charging in with backup. Even the dumbest among them could see that tonight had been a setup, Catherine's setup. She was brutal. She wasn't afraid to risk her own life, using herself as bait to trap them all in one fell swoop. They had kidnapped her. And they had succeeded. Maybe they wouldn't get the death penalty, but there was no escaping prison. Catherine's bodyguards and drivers had fought well earlier, but after her abduction, they suddenly seemed useless. Beaten, bruised, and bloodied, they had all been taken away by ambulance. The charges were severe kidnapping and aggravated assault. The punishment could range anywhere from 3 to 10 years, or possibly more. Cold steel cuffs snapped around Shiloh's two brothers and the gang members they had hired for a few bucks. They were shoved into police cars. Now, they could only pray Catherine survived. If she died, their crimes would carry an even harsher sentence. Kidnapping and assault meant prison time, but murder? That was a death sentence. Catherine had no way to contact Pedro. But she had a small tracking device on her. That was how Pedro found her. Marco and his brothers had taken Catherine straight to a remote beach, where a small boat was waiting. It was meant for dumping her body. When they arrived, they stopped the car. Noel and Sage worked together to drag Catherine out. Marco grabbed a rope. They untied the sack around her, and under the harsh glow of the headlights, her face came into view. Bruised, swollen, with blood smeared at the corners of her mouth and nose. She wiped at it, but it wouldn't come off completely. Blood still stained her lips and philtrum. Noel and Sage hauled her up while Marco swiftly tied her legs, then bound her hands behind her back. "Brother," Catherine said, her voice trembling. "Are you throwing me into the sea to feed the fish?" The sound of crashing waves and the cold ocean breeze sent a shiver through her. She didn't try to stand. She just lay there, motionless. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4172. Chapter 4172. Marco kicked Catherine several times, venting his pent-up rage. She endured it in silence. After a few more kicks, Marco crouched down, grabbed her chin in a brutal grip, and said coldly, "Catherine, there's nothing left to say. Don't blame us for being ruthless. You pushed us to this. If you want to blame someone, blame yourself. Now, where are the passwords and keys to my private assets? Give them up, and we'll make this quick. You won't have to suffer too much. But if you refuse, we have all the time in the world to carve you up piece by piece. You won't die right away, but you'll wish you had. If you pass out from the pain, we'll just sprinkle salt on your wounds. I promise, that'll wake you up." Catherine glared at her three brothers. "Are you even human? I'm your sister. Mom is watching you from heaven. If you kill me, she'll come back to haunt you at night." Before she could say another word, Marco slapped her hard across the face. He snapped, "Catherine, how dare you mention Mom? You killed her. If it weren't for you, would she be dead? Were you ever kind to her? Mom tried to protect you until her last breath, but you," his voice seethed with fury. "You joined forces with outsiders and drove her to her grave. She had a plan, she could have taken them all down in one move. But you ruined it. You tipped them off, leaving her defenseless. You disgraced her before she died. You killed her. Mom will never rest in peace." His hands clenched into fists. "If I'd known you were this heartless, I never would have let you come back to the Farrell family. You think she'd come back to haunt us? We're doing her a favor by cleaning up her mess. If we could turn back time, Mom and Dad would have never let you return. Our family is in ruins because of you. You're a curse, a disaster. Shiloh should still be alive. You're the one who should be dead." "Don't talk to us about family," Marco sneered. "There's nothing left between us. If you don't want to suffer, just give us the password. But even if you don't, it doesn't matter. Once you're dead, everything under your name, everything you inherited from Mom will belong to us. You're unmarried and have no children. Legally, your assets go to your closest relatives. And guess what? That's us." Catherine lifted her head, locking eyes with Marco. After a moment, she turned to Sage. But Sage's hatred burned just as fiercely. If there was any hope, it was with Noel. Maybe he could be reasoned with. Marco caught the look in her eyes and smirked. "Don't bother. Sage is here because Noel approved this plan. Catherine, just give us the password," Marco continued. "Tell us everything, and Sage will give you sleeping pills. You'll just drift off, painlessly. Getting hacked apart while you're awake, that'll be excruciating. But if you take the pills, you'll barely feel it. Sage brought them because, despite everything, we're still family." Catherine's expression didn't waver. "So, you're determined to kill me?" Her voice was eerily calm. "Then there's nothing more to say. Go ahead. Kill me. Let's see if you really end up with my fortune like you think you will." With that, she closed her eyes. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4173. Chapter 4173. Catherine sat there, looking as if she was ready to die, completely indifferent to their threats. Her calm defiance only fueled her brother's rage. Marco turned away, walking toward the car. He lifted the trunk and pulled it open. Inside, two sharp kitchen knives gleamed under the dim light. Sage hesitated before stepping forward, his voice unsteady. It was the first time he had ever been part of something like this, killing someone. And not just anyone, but his own sister. His hands trembled. "Big brother, are we really going to do this? Are we really going to kill her?" Marco grabbed one of the knives and shot Sage a cold glare. "What's wrong? Are you backing out? Scared?" Sage stammered, Brother, I've never killed anyone before. She's our sister. I just don't think I can do it." Marco let out a sharp, disdainful laugh. "You still see her as family? She never saw us that way. Think about everything she's done. Every move she made was a knife in our backs." He shoved the knife towards Sage. "Here. Go on. You don't have to kill her right away, just take a chunk out of her shoulder or arm. Let her suffer first. A quick death would be too easy for her. If I had the time, I'd make sure she begged for death before we were done." Marco's eyes burned with fury. "Sage, think about Mom. Think about Shiloh. Think about Dad. He's crippled because of her. She knew Mom was coming back and didn't warn Dad. She knew the wine was tampered with and kept quiet, letting the scheme succeed. Because of her, Shiloh and Dad were ruined. Marco knew all too well why his mother had grown distant from his father, why she had been utterly heartbroken over Shiloh. It all led back to that scandal. And Shiloh. If she were still alive, Marco would have divorced his wife and married her. He would have given her the status she deserved. After all, they had grown up together. Before he learned they weren't related by blood, he had already spoiled her beyond measure. And even after finding out the truth, nothing changed. When Shiloh had come to him, seducing him, he hadn't resisted. No, it wasn't incest. They weren't siblings. There was nothing wrong with it. And Catherine. She was the reason he had lost Shiloh. Brother, I just can't, Sage whispered, stepping back, his face pale. He couldn't bring himself to take the knife from Marco's hand. Marco's expression darkened. Pathetic. You think refusing to do it makes you innocent? If the police catch us, you won't get off scot-free. You're already an accomplice. I know, Sage admitted, voice tight. I followed you and Noel here. I never planned to walk away from this. If they got caught, he would go down with them. He understood that. But actually raising the knife himself, that was something else entirely. Sage wasn't the mastermind. That would make a difference in how he was judged. Marco scoffed. Useless. With that, he turned and walked toward Catherine, gripping the knife tightly. The spring air in Jensburg was still bitterly cold, especially late at night. The wind from the sea cut through like ice. Catherine, already in pain from her injuries, shivered as the cold seeped into her bones. But she wasn't afraid. She listened to Marco and Sage's conversation, her mind focused on one thing stalling. The longer they hesitated, the closer Pedro would be with the police. If they were going to do it, they needed to hurry up. She was tired of waiting in the cold. Marco stopped in front of her, the knife catching the faintest glimmer in the darkness. Noel shifted uneasily. Watching Marco step forward with the weapon made reality hit harder. His voice was hesitant. Brother, are we really doing this? Marco shot him an exasperated look. What now? Are you backing out too? No, I just, Noel hesitated. Marco's voice turned sharp. We didn't even bother covering our faces. She knows it's us. If we let her go, we're the ones who'll end up dead. His grip tightened on the knife. Think about it. Ever since she came back, our lives have been hell. We've lost everything. Even Mom is gone because of her. The knife gleamed in his hand, cold and merciless, just like the hatred in his eyes. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4174. Chapter 4174. When their mother was alive, the three brothers lived carefree lives. Without her, they were nothing. As Marco spoke, Noel quickly added, "Brother, I'm not backing out. But instead of using a knife, we could just throw her into the sea. Her hands and feet are tied, she won't be able to escape. The deep sea is full of fish. Soon, she'll be eaten, leaving no trace. That's better than us using a knife." The truth was, none of them had ever killed anyone before. They had done plenty of bad things, but murder was a line they hadn't crossed. Marco's expression turned cold. "I don't want her to die quickly. That would be too easy. I want her to suffer. You two are useless." With the knife in one hand, Marco squatted down and grabbed Catherine's chin with the other. His grip was firm, his eyes burning with fury. "Catherine, I'm asking you one last time. What's the password? I'll count to three. If you don't talk, don't blame me for what happens next. You'll die in pain." Catherine stared at him, her lips trembling slightly, but she didn't say a word. Marco's rage boiled over. She was on the brink of death, yet she was still this stubborn. His grip tightened, and then he brought the knife down. "Ah!" Catherine's scream cut through the night. Marco's blade didn't sever her arm. Instead, she rolled just as he struck. Even though he had been determined to strike, there was still hesitation in him. He didn't have the resolve to kill her outright. His grip wavered, and the cut, though deep, wasn't fatal. The knife slashed across her right arm, leaving a long, bleeding wound. Catherine gasped, her body racked with pain. Warm blood soaked through her sleeve, staining it red. The icy sea breeze had already made her shiver. Now, the searing pain sent cold sweat dripping down her face. Her lips grew paler by the second. Marco blinked, staring at the knife in his trembling hand, then it slipped from his grip and clattered to the ground. Noelle and Sage had shut their eyes when the knife came down, unable to watch. But the moment they heard Catherine's scream, their eyes snapped open. Seeing her bleeding but still alive, they exhaled in relief. Even so, they instinctively stepped back. Sage hesitated for a moment before stepping forward. His voice was urgent. "Catherine, just tell us. If you don't, Big Brother will cut you again. Next time, it won't just be a scratch." Catherine writhed on the ground, her body convulsing in pain. Marco, regaining his composure, stepped closer. "I've already used the knife once. Do you really think I won't do it again? If you don't want to die a miserable death, talk." Catherine continued rolling on the ground. The three brothers assumed she was doing it out of unbearable pain. They stood there, watching her coldly. But Catherine had a purpose. She rolled away from the knife Marco had dropped. At that moment, Pedro and his men arrived. A group of policemen followed closely behind, moving swiftly to surround the area. Their car had stopped at a distance, engine off. They hadn't driven in too close. They were afraid the headlights would alert the brothers, making them panic, afraid they'd finish the job before help could intervene. Marco had hesitated once. That hesitation had saved Catherine's life. She had gotten hurt, but she wasn't going to die. That was all she needed. Pedro was here. And this was about to end.